that's going to allow 125,000 acres without anybody being allowed to live, you know. Mm-hmm. And of course, we have this water transportation, and we have rail transportation, and we have the land that's set aside. Now, we don't have we don't have the zoning. We have inside the city of Waveland, basically, but outside of that, we don't have proper zoning for the county and land use plans that we really need, because of the people coming in to spend money need to have protection. You know, if you want to build a $150,000 house, you wouldn't want somebody to put a trailer right next to you, you know. We don't have that, but we're working on it. We've already had one election, we lost it, but we're hoping to be able to get the Board of Supervisors to enact all these different measures that we need in order to compete with the surrounding neighborhoods, you see, mm-hmm. that have zoning, you know. Excuse me, let me see if they want me playing cards. She likes to play cards. We were talking about Hancock County there, development, and I think we have a good opportunity. And what happens, you find that the development comes in spite of the people that want most of our native people would like to leave it just like it is, you see. Mm-hmm. So the new people that come in, though, they have a different viewpoint, and they help us much more than the home folks do. And for that reason, we have a good future, I think, for industrial programs. And I think, too, that we've been in a position to have more residents, more homes. See, right now, we're not able to get the influx to attract the people because we don't have the apartment houses. Now, we have 3 apartment houses here, and they're completely full. And we don't have any speculative builders. And the banks are kind of backward about promoting speculative building. Mm-hmm. So we don't have apartments to keep the people in our community for 6 months or 3 months while they're working and looking for a home and building a home. And that is the secret to getting these people to build a home and live with us. You see, we holler and always talk about come live with us, but we don't have the housing. So what's happening, if new people coming in are going to Harrison County, and of course Picayune in Pearl River County, northwest of us, and Slidell in Louisiana, which is west of us, and New Orleans. There are a lot of new people coming here to work at the test site that are not living in Hancock County like they should, because we're the nearest one to the test site.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got a fishing industry here too, you know, that we couldn't overlook.
Yeah.
I believe, of course, I'm getting the wagon before the horse here, because the old things we had was timber growing, like I explained to you, you know.
Yeah.
We were strictly a timber growing county back in the after the Civil War, and then 1900 up till 1930, when the big sawmills cut out all the timber. We had one big sawmill in Keele, Mississippi, cut 150,000 board feet of lumber each day, and they cut 640 acres of timbered land every month. So you can see that they couldn't last very long, and we, without realizing, the timber that they didn't cut down, they wrecked it with these skidders dragging the timber across the other. So we were left with a desolate country after they left us, you see. So we had to start all over again planting trees, to grow trees in order to have timber today to sell. And it happens now that our reforestation program, which we was late learning about, you know,
yes,
in 1930, we start thinking about planting trees. Now we're harvesting those trees, and we got plenty of timber now. It's all second growth, you know. And we've had fire prevention, and the older folks back in the old days, they bleed and burn the woods, you know. And
mm-hmm.
they thought it helped the cows and the cattle business. Kept the cows near home and still on the green grass, you know. Now, the younger people growing up and going to school, they learned that it wasn't necessary to burn the woods.